Now, let's see. 4 ounces of butter, 4 ounces of sugar, 2 eggs.
Anyone in?
Who is it?
Only me.
Oh, hello, Amy. Come on in. What are you doing over this way?
Well, Vi, I had to drive over to Mendlebury with Mrs. Thornton. So I said to her, look, I said, I'll pop over and see my sister. It's her birthday tomorrow, I said. And I simply must take her birthday present. So here it is, Vi.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Can I open it?
No, certainly not. Wait till tomorrow.
Well, thank you again. I'll put it on the shelf here till tomorrow. Can I make you a coffee?
No. You just carry on with your baking. What is it?
Victoria sandwich. One of George's favourites. He loves it.
Oh, yes. While we're on the subject of George...
Now, Amy, be careful. I'm quite aware that you and George don't exactly...
See eye to eye, eh?
Well, that's putting it mildly. But that doesn't mean to say he isn't a good husband.
Just a moment, Vi. That is the whole point. Is he a good husband?
What on earth do you mean?
All those expensive presents he's been buying you lately.
Oh, he's only bought 2. One at Christmas.
And what was that?
Well, the handbag, of course, the crocodile skin one.
And the other?
You know very well what it was. The gold bracelet for our anniversary.
A leather handbag and a gold bracelet. 2 expensive presents.
Oh, come now, not all that expensive.
Expensive for George.
No, we're not exactly paupers.
But look, I'm not going to beat about the bush. I expect George will be home soon, and I wanted to show you this before he comes.
What is it?
Our local evening paper. There's something in it I think you ought to read. Here.
Oh, my hands are covered in flour, and I haven't got my glasses.
I'll read it for you, then. It says, a tall, dark man of about 40, who speaks with an Irish accent, has recently passed 3 forged checks in local shops. Vi, are you listening to this?
Of course, dear. But what's it all to do with me?
Listen to it. With the 3 forged checks, he obtained a crocodile skin handbag, a gold bracelet, and an oil painting worth £50 called The Fisherwives.
Pass me the milk, dear.
Oh, here. Now, Vi, did you hear that?
Yes, I was listening. The man had a crocodile skin handbag, a gold bracelet, and... Amy.
Woke up at last, have you?
Oh, Amy, I hope you're not suggesting...
My dear Vi, you must admit it's quite a coincidence. Tall, dark man... About 40.
With an Irish accent.
Well, you know how good George is at imitations. One of his better talents.
Amy!
After all, everything matches perfectly, doesn't it? The description of the man, except for the Irish accent, of course.
But it could be a complete coincidence.
My dear, I don't think for one moment I'm accusing your George of passing dud checks.
Then what are you doing?
I'm merely pointing out the similarities. Don't you understand?
I understand perfectly.
Now, look, there's only one way to solve this... You'll just have to ask George what he's giving you for your birthday. And if he says a picture, then you'll know what's happened.
But George wouldn't do anything like that. He's not the type. He's always been scrupulously honest.
Well, ask him, Vi. It's the only way.
But supposing he has...
Well, then we'll have to decide what is best, I suppose.
It's only me, dear.
Oh. Now, don't forget, ask him.
Hello, Vi.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, Amy.
Hello, George.
How are you?
Fine. You?
Oh, mustn't grumble, you know.
Vi wants to ask you something, don't you, Vi?
Yes, George.
What is it, dear?
Well, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Well, don't worry, I hadn't forgotten.
Good. Well, as it's my birthday, I just wanted to know...
Yes, dear?
What you bought me for a present.
I beg your pardon?
The present for my birthday.
Well, it's not very usual to ask that sort of thing, is it, dear? I mean, it's supposed to be a surprise.
We do realise that, George, but you see, there are certain reasons why we ask.
Oh, are there? And who asked you to put your spoke in? Well, in case you don't know, my dear Amy, I've only recently bought Vi 2 very nice presents.
I know that, George, dear.
And in the circumstances, as I'm not made of money like some husbands we know, I decided that...
Yes.
But I couldn't afford anything for a birthday present. Unfortunate, but there it is.
Oh, George!
I'm sorry, dear.
Don't worry about it, George. Well, Amy, are you satisfied? Does that answer your little query?
I think I'd better be going. Don't bother to see me out. Goodbye.
Well, thank goodness she's gone. Now, what on earth's all this about?
It's nothing, George. Forget it. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't get anything for my birthday.
Look, I don't know about that, but I do know that sister of yours gets my back.
Forget her.
I wish I could. In fact, she annoyed me so much just now that I couldn't bring myself to say anything in front of her.
Say what?
Well, about your birthday present.
But you said you hadn't bought one.
Well, that wasn't exactly true.
Oh, no.
It's nothing wildly expensive, mind
you. Not the Fisher wives. Don't tell me it's the Fisher wives.
What?
It is a picture, isn't it? A picture.
Well, yes, it is, actually, but how on earth did you guess?
Oh, George! George!
I don't get it. What are you crying about?
Why? Oh, I hate to come back again like this, but I left my car keys. What on earth is going on here?
Amy, he has got me a birthday present after all, and it is a picture.
So, I was right. I knew it. You and your Irish accent.
My what?
Your Irish accent, I said. I knew you couldn't be trusted. Always said so, haven't I, Vi?
I must be going mad. What are you blithering about, woman?
Oh, George, how could you?
Oh, shut up, both of you. I don't know what all this is about, but if you want to know, Vi, I couldn't afford another expensive present. But I did want to give you something. So, remember last summer when Amy invited herself to stay? I took that snap of you both sitting on the lawn.
Yes.
You liked it so much, I've had it enlarged and framed.
Oh, George.
And if that sister of yours doesn't get the hell out of here, I'll have her enlarged and framed and hung.
Oh,